Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I have no candy. I run into the kitchen. I open the fridge. Well, anyone that knows me knows that I have no willpower, so I never have anything in my fridge because I'll eat it all. So there's like one string cheese, 4 Yoplait yogurts. It's usually the key lime because I don't like the key lime, but those ended up in the bunch. I passed out the fucking yogurt and string cheese.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, welcome everybody to the Calm Down Podcast.
Hey.
We are taping this on a Monday like we always do. So it is the first time that Aaron and I have spoken to each other today, which is actually good for you guys because then we're going to just get into all the things. I am going to probably have this podcast interrupted 10 times because I am doing not construction. I am doing household chores and maintenance, including stripping all of the fences around my house. They're like, there's like little spots of erosion because they're on a black fence and I'm a psychopath and my parents are coming to visit me in a week and a half. And I know my dad will look at that and then he will privately think to himself, this kid is not keeping up on maintenance around the house and I have not taught her anything in life. So every little like to-do list thing I have on my house, I'm doing it because I want him to come and then I want him to think to himself, I raised her the right way. She's maintaining her house because my dad would always stress this to us. Like if you save your money and you buy your house, you need to take care of it. And so all I think about when he's here is like, okay, he's going to look at that. He's going to look at that in a good way. But yeah, this house is going to be like... Aaron, remember when you're like, is this thing for sale? Because it's going to look like it's like,
it's so nice. I love your house. So it's an interesting conversation because as I'm adjusting my weight, my hip hurts. It's an interesting conversation.
I have those shorts. I should go put it on and we should match.
I know. It's kind of cute. Like I'm wearing a great sweatsuit from Legends. I love their stuff. But it looks like you dropped what? Cabernet all over this your Pinot Noir. Yeah, it's
which works
suit.
Well for us.
Perfect. But it's an interesting topic that you bring up about parents coming. I think mom and dads, when they come to visit you at your place, they like things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're proud of you. And look, like your house is so beautiful. And I feel like your house is very well taken care of. But I almost think they like to come and be the parents again, you know? Now, not like do major heavy lifting or anything like that. But I almost think that's how they feel, you know, you've done this all by yourself. But hey, my parents call me Boo. They would be like, hey, Boo, can we like straighten this up? Or how
I didn't
about we
know
do
your
this?
Parents
or,
call you that. That's so cute.
Yeah. And Ken is Boo Boo. I mean, we are very creative in our house.
No, that's really cute. I didn't know. I feel like I've been calling you that more recently. Which
hey,
is,
Boo.
Yeah, I don't know, which I've never called you that before, but maybe it's channeling your parents and Paul and Steve. But yeah, you're probably right that they want to still feel like they're the parents. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so I can't wait for them to come because the last few times they've come, I've been dealing with personal shit and it was all about that. And so this time I get to come. I bought my mom. My mom loves doing puzzles. This is how like obsessed I am with my parents.
Okay.
Behind me, there's a table and chairs back there.
Yeah.
They were not there before. I got my mom, she loves doing puzzles. I got my mom a table
to do the puzzle.
So she could sit and do the puzzles app because she just loves it. She's so cute. So she's going to sit over there and do her little puzzles. And then what's also great is that they walk Willis and Daisy. Like there comes a point where Willis looks at me like, I can't go on any more fucking walks with these people. Like they are so tired from the walks. But yeah, it's great. I can't wait for them to visit. And I'm sure I will have plenty of stories from those two beauties. But yeah, I just feel like I'm 40 years old and I still want to make my parents proud with like everything I do, like whether it's work or, you know, making sure my house is taken care of. So yeah, I can't wait for them to come. But anywho, that's what's going on over here.
They're coming. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of like cool in the air. I got home last night. We took the dog on a walk and I was like, it's downright chilly. And Jared's like, it's really cold. So, and then when I walked him this morning.
Don't say downright chilly and expect me to just keep it moving. My God, is she reading it? Where's the Thomas Kincaid painting behind you? Well, dear, grab your sweater for our walk because it is downright chilly out there. There's a nip in the air.
I want to put on, finally, our girlfriend, Kelly, is such a hoot. She was texting me this morning and welfare check. And she was like, you know what I'd do today if I was you? She's like, I would just turn on a comedy special. So after this, I'm lighting my fire. I'm getting in a blanket and I'm watching hours of comedy specials.
Oh my gosh. Wait, this is a great idea.
How great is that? Yes.
That's a great idea.
Although my badass needs to take a walk on the Strand though and probably get a little vitamin D, but I need a minute.
Okay, you know what I have written down because I'm trying to do a better job of as these ideas come to me? I have written down here, want to be busy and then don't want to do anything. Conquer the world, fuck it. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this too. I vacillate all the time between like, I am going to start another business and I'm going to go conquer the world and I'm going to have 75 jobs. And then I have the other side of me that's like, you know what I want to do today? I want to sit my fat ass on this couch and I want to watch a Kardashians marathon and I want to watch Lifetime movies and I just want to eat the whole thing of goldfish and do nothing. And so I
feel like you've been doing
a
good job of doing that lately. Not the eating the whole thing of goldfish.
I have been doing that too.
I need to do more of that. And I just feel so guilty.
Me too.
Like even today
where
I feel like, I don't know, because I feel like a walk outside would make me feel better. But today is a day I need a timeout. I need to just do my thing. And I hate the guilt that I put myself through. Mm-hmm. It's not about looking a certain way, but I think it's like, fuck, I need to be productive or something like that. But I do. I think it's so important for your mental health to just release. And you've been doing a great job of that lately.
Thank you. Well, I've been mindful of it because I do think it's important to just give yourself a minute on that stuff. But then it's this guilt. And I don't know where that comes from. And I need to learn to just settle in with it. So if anyone has any, like a book or maybe another podcast that talks about like not feeling guilty about giving yourself a day, bringing it back to Scott Thompson for a second. My dad always said when I would go home, and did you ever have this when you'd come home from college and you would just sleep? Do you ever do that? Like at your parents' house, like fall asleep on the couch and just like sleep for hours at a time? I did.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Right. Back in the day. And so then my dad's like, oh, you're just recharging your battery. And I was like, oh. And when I think about it like that, he's like, you throw that cell phone on a charger every night. Like, why do you think that you don't have to have that happen?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to give myself the license to recharge my battery. So then I'm a better, whether it's, you know, employee, I'm a better friend, I'm a better girlfriend, whatever it is that if I don't take care of myself, then I'm no good for other people. So anyways, I'm trying to grapple with that. Grapple, is that the right word? Anyways, speaking of books, someone send me a dictionary. How was yesterday? It's Monday. Great. I mean, maybe not a great game if you're a Niners fan, but it was a great matchup between the Chiefs and the Niners. How was your yesterday?
John Lynch is a dream. Saw him, his wife, Linda, all their kids on the field. They're a Ralph Lauren advertisement.
Stop it.
John Lynch.
Howie, get in the picture.
I know. John Lynch, a former colleague of ours, now obviously the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, just truly a dream every time we see him. But vibe in San Francisco, Santa Clara was really, really fun. Just buzzing about having Christian McCaffrey there. Game was a lot of fun until 3 third downs where Patrick Mahomes is unfucking believable. He's unbelievable.
No.
It's like third and 20, third and 11. That guy, explosive plays. It's unreal.
It is. And we were talking, we were watching, and Sean Payton has told the story that in that draft, the 2014? I should know this, that draft with all those guys. No, it wouldn't have, 14? 18. The Patrick Mahomes draft, where there was a myriad of guys in it. And Sean was like, Drew Brees was in the draft room randomly, which he never normally was, but he was there with friends, and he had texted Sean, and he was like, hey, and he, and Sean told this story on air, so I'm not saying anything that he hasn't already put out there, but Sean was like, Brees text me, and he was with buddies, and he's like, hey, just what I'm showing the guys around, like the process of how it all works, whatever, we're going to come in. And so as the draft's going by and they think they might be able to move up and get Patrick Mahomes, Sean's like, I've got Drew Brees, my franchise quarterback, in this room. Yep. And I have to tell him that we might be taking another quarterback, and he's with his friends. And so he went up to Brees and he's like, you might want to leave because we might be getting Patrick Mahomes, and I don't want to embarrass you in front of your friends. And he said it obviously in a way where it was like respectful, but like, it was like, fuck. And so anyways, they ended up, the Chiefs straighted up, they get Mahomes, and then the Saints ended up getting Marshawn Lattimore. But Sean said, if there was anybody other than Brees that like I could start a franchise with, hands down, Patrick Mahomes, like generational talent. And I was watching him, we get the feed in the studio before you guys go on air. So like, we'll just get like different shots that, you know, you guys' cameramen are taking or recording or whatever to keep in the bank for the studio for your guys' show. And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching the feed and I'm watching Mahomes on the bench and he's so relaxed. Like some of these guys before the game are like all tense and like look so serious. He's like laughing. He's like pointed to shit in the stands, like just so chill. And I'm like, I said to Michael, Vic was sitting next to me, and I go, Vic, I go, he seems like, Patrick Mahomes seems like a guy that could walk out and just play a game and not even warm up. Like he could have just been at fucking Chipotle and they're like, hey, Patrick, the game's in 5 minutes. And he's like, oh, sure, no problem. And then Michael Vick told me that Andy Reid has so much faith and confidence in Patrick Mahomes, he lets him run practice. He gives him the plays. He's like, you just run your own practice and plays. Like, that's so unheard of to even just, like, not even have the coach, like, oversee. And he's like, you do it. Because I'm like, that is, I don't know. Anyways, I just, it's such a talent and so much fun to watch because it reminds me of, and it's, you know, it's a little bit sad, and this is us because it's our generation of people, like, you know, Aaron losing yesterday and Tom losing yesterday, and like this changing of the guard where like there's the Josh Allens, the Patrick Mahomes, like there's these next generation of guys that are the Peyton and Brady and Rodgers. And of course, that's just like the natural flow of things. But there was a little bit of that yesterday where people were like, this is like watching Brady and Rodgers is like watching the end of, you know, an era, like watching Jordan go play for the Wizards or something. And you're like, no, you want to hold on to like what we know they are. But anyways, Patrick Mahomes, so talented, so fun to watch. And that's the end of my PSA for Patrick Mahomes.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, I'll continue the Kansas City PSA, and we absolutely adore this guy, and he's also one that is having one hell of a season, and just a total, we should have a dream segment. Our dream of the week is Travis Kelce. I mean, the guy, and here's another thing, I can like say this, he has become friends with my husband. They were in a golf tournament this summer. So I can openly say, babe, this guy smells unbelievable. Because Carissa, I was texting you. So long story short, Jarrett and Travis are friends. You know, Travis even came up to me and was like, hey, please tell Jarrett I said hi. And I was like, I'll tell Jarrett. Enough I was about just openly him. Yeah. hitting on you. No, but he's come. I do this sit down interview. I text you afterwards. I call you afterwards. And this guy, it's like his presence is just so fantastic. It's what
is
makes
a gift.
Football so it's a gift. It's what makes football so much fun. It makes you just cheer this guy on. It's not for show. It's all, you know, it's real.
Yep.
And he walks in and he's just like this big character. He, you know, gives you a huge hug. You end up smelling like the guy all day long, which is totally fine.
Did we find out what the cologne was?
No, we got to text him. We should text him.
Yeah. Cause you're like, I need to get this for Jarrett.
For Jarrett. And you need to get it for Steve.
Yeah.
I walked into our Fox meeting room after the interview and everybody's like, how'd it go? How'd it go? How? And I was like,
smell me.
You know how it went? Come here. And
get
I was
here.
Telling the guys in our meeting room, this isn't awkward for me. Come smell me. And one of our guys that works with us, his name is Jason. We call him Bob. Funny. He goes, wow, that's pretty great. It's great. And he's just so cool, Kelce. Mm-hmm. He's just a great guy. Smells phenomenal. I love him. I just absolutely love him.
There's nothing not to like about him. And there... Nope. And who he is in an interview, who he is off camera, on the field is all the same. And him and his brother, Jason Kelce, have a new podcast. Mm-hmm. And Travis would not also not care if I said this. He said to me, he's like, hey, so Jason and I just started a podcast. Like, do you have any tips for us? And I was like, okay, you're adorable. Like, you don't need any tips on how to do anything in life.
Anything.
But his brother is the complete opposite of him. And they like had this whole rant on their podcast about fashion. And Travis is head to toe, like designer Louis Vuitton, not in like an obnoxious way, but just this like outlandish, like he's a vibe.
Yeah.
And Jason rolls into games wearing like sandals and like a t-shirt from 1992 like these like whatever. And Jason's like, I'm going to play football. I'm not on a catwalk. Like, I don't care. And I just love that they're these brothers and like that relationship and both badasses, both won a Super Bowl and so different. So if you guys are interested in an awesome podcast, they have one as well. So good people. We talk about it all the time. It is, you know, we've done this for so long that those guys become exciting for us to be like, oh my God, the sport is in good hands when you've got standout talent, good people, and just overall, like, don't take it so seriously. Like, you're there to fucking play football. You get paid a shit ton of money and you're good people. He does charity work. Anyways, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Jason Kelce, we're in on all the things.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me go back to this since we're
Coach's interview. I have also, you know, obviously the game was insane. Halftime, going into the half, 49ers didn't end the first half the way they wanted to, didn't leave the field the way they wanted to. That's how I should say it. I'm running. I know that this posse or this fraternity of coaches, the Matt LaFleurs, the Sean McVays, and the Kyle Shanahans, they're runners. And I know that.
Because they're 12. Young.
Yeah, they're 12. Yeah. And I've got my Nikes on. I am a little concerned about my shirt because I'm like, I'm showing a little this weekend, but you know, here's the problem. He's a fast talker. He's a fast runner. I don't have time to write down because I'm running. So I'm like, hey, what'd you think? Oh, well, I didn't like this. And I'm like, dodging guys. Excuse me. Sorry, Trent Williams. People are screaming. It's a nightmare. Nightmare. My halftime report, a nightmare. Why? Wait. Because I wanted to be like, hey, Kev and Greg, thanks so much. Here's the problem. Kyle Shanahan runs so fast. You guys try doing that when a coach runs so fast and I can't write things down. I know he didn't like some of the mistakes there in the first half. He thinks his defense is playing pretty well, but same thing for them. It's the mistakes that are bothering him. That should have been my fucking report.
Wait, but I'm confused because I was busy just, again, this is what I do whenever Erin comes on TV. I act as if I've never seen her on TV and I get so all excited bad and start recording it. So I actually wasn't listening, which I normally am. Actually, that's not true. I listen to your reports, but wait, I didn't think it was bad.
It was bad. It bummed me out.
You're so hard on yourself.
And then Rinaldi gets on and he's got this whole soliloquy of what Andy Reid told him and blah, 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 blah. And I, meanwhile, still haven't caught my breath because I just like hit the leaderboard on Peloton for how fast I just fucking ran. And I should deserve more points because I wasn't mowed over by either an offensive lineman or a safety. It's like, there's a lot that goes into that. And I have no idea what Kyle Shanahan told me. So that's when I wish like things weren't so formal. Like Terry would have done a great job. He'd be like, well, Kurt, I got to tell you, I have no idea what Kyle Shanahan said because I was running my ass off and I could barely even keep up. Hear what he had to say. I could barely speak. That's what I would have loved to have said.
You know what this psychopath did yesterday? Terry Bradshaw didn't tell our producer, Bill Richards, didn't tell any of the guys he was going to do this. Jimmy Johnson, of course, former, you know, Hall of Fame coach from the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Did you see it?
Where he
held up the book Swagger and then said, we sent one to Jerry Jones, but he didn't say that he got it.
He started the show with that.
I know. What are you doing? He's so crazy, this guy. He just, also they then.
But I wish I had the balls to do that on air. You know what I mean? I wish I had the balls.
I feel like you're there.
Do that.
See, I feel like you are. The way that you do reports now is way different than you used to do reports.
So technical.
No, you're not though. You're not giving yourself enough credit. I feel like you are a lot looser in terms of
I should have done that yesterday. Kyle Shanahan is Usain Bolt. And I literally had 15 seconds to talk to him because he was doing hurdle after hurdle after run. And then he's in the locker room. And I was like, what did we just talk about? I don't know what we just talked about.
Well, anywho. I love you for acting like you have to be formal. You don't. And either way, it's just a testament to you wanting to be a professional. Unlike me, who opened the show saying that I finally got over my hangover from Thursday.
I thought it was great.
Well, Sean and I got after it. Sean didn't even stay for the game. Sean ended up flying out. And so Al Michaels kept going, well, there's Drew Brees in this suite. And I know Sean Payton's around here somewhere.
Oh, I
no, he's
that.
Not. He's in his living room. He's already home because me, Andrew Whitworth, Tony, and him had way too much fun. This is, again, why we're swollen.
That's
we're still swollen
great,
from Thursday. No, it's totally fine. It's so fun.
Speaking of that, do you have an eye patch? Mine is, well, I think maybe I should get some sleep. I am
you mean not
doing
for Halloween?
Well yeah.
Just the actual eye patches.
Yeah.
You know what? Skin. Is not Skims. The SKYN. You don't like those?
Mm-hmm. They're okay. It's not that I don't like them. There's nothing that helps you more than sleep. And that just wasn't happening.
But you're going to do that today because you're recharging your battery, sister.
You are
plugging in and recharging. But if anyone does have an eye patch, not one for a pirate costume, but let Erin and I know. I'm always down for that.
Yep.
Okay. According to my list here, I also, speaking of different beauty things. So this is what I do. I'm the ultimate consumer, as I've talked about before. I just buy all this shit and then I don't, you know, don't even know where the bag was. I go to get a facial, buy all the products they tell me to. That bag's still left in the car. I don't know where that stuff went. Now it's hidden somewhere in an extra drawer. Anyways, I stumbled upon this neck cream that I bought many moons ago, apparently, because it was in a drawer that had not, again, my parents are coming. I'm cleaning. We're cleaning. We're going through drawers. We're finding that stuff. A neck cream. So I've been using this neck cream. And then I think to myself, what's the difference between the neck and the face? It's probably all the same. You don't think so? I think I just was I fell full victim to them just slapping the neck complex thing on the label. And it's probably just the same as the face cream. What's different than the neck and the face? What do we think it is?
I don't know. I don't have my dermatologist degree, but
yet.
Well, obviously. But I do love a neck cream. I need to use it more.
Yeah, because I feel like...
Is it working?
I don't know. I mean, I just started using it a couple days ago, but I had said to Steve, I came downstairs and I was like, oh, I was FaceTiming with you. And like, I had my hair pulled back. I was doing a whole mask, a whole routine.
Oh yeah.
And
then I had
the neck cream. And he goes, wow, this is a look. And I go, well, I just put my neck cream on. He goes, what is that? Like, how's that different than the face cream? And I was like, it's a great point.
Back pills.
I gotta eat. So I gotta take my back pills. It's like, I mean, there's definitely probably no difference, but if someone is a dermatologist out there, please let us know if there's certain molecules or whatever in this stuff that makes it different, because I'll keep buying it. Forget I bought it and then buy more of it.
I know. I started a month ago doing a serum for my eyebrows after I cut into them, like what? Vanilla Ice. And I do think they are growing back. I wish some areas would fill in a little nicer, but you know, I'm going to keep it going and see how it looks.
I have been really into, as we can tell by the caterpillars that are above my eyes, I've been really into a full brow. And I mean, to the point where it looked like we might have taken a Sharpie to these bad boys. What are our thoughts on the microblading? Because if anyone out there has done microblading, I feel I'm a little afraid, but then I might want to do it. And is it a tattoo? Is it going to now, I have these things in life. I want to change things all the time, right?
Like you do.
My hair, and part of me used to think that was because I was unhappy in my personal life. So I was like, oh, I want to change something up so I feel like it's new and whatever. No, I don't think it's who I am.
That's why you do that. Yeah, I agree.
It's just who I am. Yeah. Because I'm like, I have no extensions in right now. I've been trying to grow my own hair out. Thank you. Thank you. What I should have done, as I always tell Erin, she tells me things and then I, you know, 6 months later, I'm like, oh, that was a good idea. But then I want short hair. I want long hair. I want all the different things. I just get really bored with myself. And so then I feel like I need to change it up. And I don't know what that is. So right now I'm wondering, do I do microblading or do I just keep filling in these bad boys?
I don't know much about it. If you guys are listening and have any tips or good stories or pros or cons about microblading, please let us know.
Yeah.
I'm usually really late to the party on things like that.
Or fashion. I'm really late to the party on fashion too. Everyone's like,
you
look
cute on Thursday.
What did I have on Thursday?
You looked great. You had a fun glow. You seemed really happy, even though you didn't feel good.
Oh, yeah, because I was hungover. There's a little dress. So working with men is just the best, especially when like at this point in your life, like they're brothers. So that dress I was wearing, because on Thursday, like you really only see me from the waist up. So that dress I was wearing was very short. And I was like, it's fine. You're not going to see whatever.
Exactly.
And Tony Gonzalez is so funny because he always has a comment about anything I'm wearing or my hair, or like he gets so weirded out. Like if I will take out an extension, he's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that your wife is a supermodel and has never needed a hair extension. So you don't know what these are, Toby, you cutie. Tony goes, so what are we doing with this dress? And I go, what do you mean? What are we doing with this dress? I said, it's what I'm wearing. And he goes, huh? And I go, why? And he goes, I don't know. I just didn't think you'd wear that on air. And I was like, Tony, it doesn't matter. You're not going to see the bottom of the dress. But it's like,
are we judging him wearing gloves openly? Like, no. So keep your comments to yourself, sir.
Do you know what someone asked me? And again, I don't care because he's like a brother to me, but I just started laughing. I was like, okay. Someone asked me if he had a condition because he's wearing these gloves all the time. And I was like, no, he doesn't have a condition. He's just always perpetually cold. Anyways, if you guys watched Thursday Night Football, Tony Gonzalez, even in a stadium, asked for gloves. I shit you not. In Arizona, he goes, it's kind of cold in here. I said, this is insane. I need to go get you a doctor and check your blood circulation. Anywho.
By the way, using the phrase, does that person have a condition or I have a condition?
Yeah, that's very tough. I know. How about when they say condition? We're geriatric, that we're geriatric in our age over 35, that it could be a geriatric pregnancy. It could be that you're, I don't think we should go around just flinging the word geriatric around.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Who gets to decide? Like what? Now we're, no, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Geriatric.
I don't either.
It's very rude.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This week, we got a lot of action. I'm going home. Hey, I might be able to see your parents. I'm going to Tampa this week.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about your game in Tampa. Wow. That set itself up to be a real doozy.
Yeah. So Tom Brady and the Bucks losing to the Panthers yesterday. And then, of course, on the call this morning, everyone wants to talk about Tom Brady and this. I mean, poor guy. I got to figure out what's going on over there.
Where?
No, I mean, it's that whole thing of like everyone wants to do their speculation on stuff. And it's like, if you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, then don't speculate.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like all that shit. So I'm like, let's focus on football here. So that them and the Ravens. So looking forward to that game. What else do you have this week? Where are you headed?
Here. I have a home game.
Oh, that's right. You got Rams Niners. Oh my gosh, you must be so excited.
So excited to stay home. Yes. Although home games are a little different, but yes, very, very happy to be staying put. Nothing is really happening. I was looking at what I wrote down. Oh, for notes, Finding Italy is my new find on television, although it's been out for quite some time. Finding Italy with Stanley Tucci. He is married to Emily Blunt's sister. Adorable.
No.
Stanley Tucci couldn't be cuter. Jarrett and I have actually started putting it on because sometimes we'll like watch the news while we're having dinner. And that's so depressing that
depressing.
I was like, I saw this on while I was in a hotel room. And I was like, Jarrett would love this show. It's all about Italy. It's all about the great dishes. It's all about the culture behind the dishes. Mm-hmm. It's all about the towns that they come from. I really feel like I'm getting smarter. Last night was in Naples and it was all about the pizza and what they put in it. And there's fried pizzas and all this stuff. It looks ridiculous. So
don't you much want to eat the whole time though? You watch that? That would be my thing. I can't watch any cooking show because I feel like I would just want to eat watching it.
Yeah. It's really, really good. He couldn't be more adorable. And then we start talking about, I wonder where he's staying, like what fabulous five-star hotel is he at? Where does the crew stay? I wonder how much weight the whole crew gained
by
doing
this
show.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You know when you go wine tasting and they have the thing that you spit into because you don't need to consume every glass of the whole thing? I wonder if they have that on cooking shows where they're like, here, take a bite and then spit it out or take a bite. Because that would be a lot. How long is he traveling around Italy for?
I don't know. I need to read now that I'm actually in this show. Again, it's been out forever. Everybody, I feel like, was talking about it during the pandemic. I should read the press behind this show because I bet it's fascinating. And he is just so lovely. And last night, the one we were watching in the Amalfi Coast, he went to a restaurant that we actually went to. So we were so excited about that. Yeah, it was really cute.
I am binge watching The Watcher on
Netflix. What is that? Who's in it?
Okay, so it's a Ryan Murphy production. Ryan Murphy, like American Horror Story. Like he's very, and I didn't know a lot about Ryan Murphy, but like there's like a darkness to it, but it's so creative and his writing. Anyways, it's you can kind of signature Ryan Murphy when you're watching it, if that makes any sense, whatever. Not that I'm some connoisseur of like writers and directors and whatever.
I love when Ryan Murphy starts his shows live.
By the way, Ryan Murphy could be in front of me and like 3 years ago working on Extra, I had no idea it was even him. Like, Jesus, Carissa, where's my flip card? And my, you know, like when they have like the offensive line coach and like the headshots for
face
that's
sheet.
What,
face
that's
sheet.
What, is that what it's called?
Yeah, well, I call it that. I need my face sheet.
I should have had that when working in entertainment because I knew no one in that industry. Anyways, the show's fantastic. It's our girl from the White Lotus, Stifler's mom.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, what's
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge, hi. Great poll. See, again, I should not ever be working in entertainment. She's classic Jennifer Coolidge
in
the show.
What character does she play in it? Same?
So she's the...
Strung out?
She's the, a little strung out. She's the real estate agent. And the whole show is predicated on this idea that this house is haunted. All these terrible things happen in this house. I know they're talking about a place in Connecticut, but they pretend it's in New Jersey. It's like right outside of New York. And it's called something with a W. When I lived in Connecticut, it was where all the rich people lived. Not Greenwich, but the other city. Fine. Okay. Forget the details. What matters here is it's very, very good. If you guys haven't seen it, I've got 2 episodes left. And this is that thing where, again, I feel guilty if I, on the Netflix thing where it like just scrolls over to the next episode and I don't stop it. I'm like, we're going to keep this thing going and I will stay up all night watching it. I might watch it after this. I don't know. See where the day takes
Who
me.
Who else is in it?
Naomi Watts.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it and it's very good and scary things are happening and I only have 2 episodes left. So I don't know. It's about to get crazy.
So is it a comedy or is it scary?
No. Well, there's fun. There's definitely like funny parts about it, but it's like a murder mystery slash. This house has so many different subplots to it and different families have lived here and bad things have happened to these families or individuals and they have to figure out like, are we staying in this house? Are we leaving? Are they going to drive us away from here? Like, there's a lot of different things happening. So I think you'll like it. I'll let you know how it goes. Okay. Cute. Wait, I think we're talking out of time almost. Oh, wait. Last thing I want to say, because this will air on Thursday and then it's going to be Halloween. On our pregame, you guys are so great to send over questions. Erin told this great story about how she was a grape for Halloween 1 year. So I need more details in case anyone didn't listen to the pregame, recue the story, and then I think I have something else to add to it.
So Halloween costumes.
Yep.
So yes, we were talking about in our pregame show, which if you guys want something fast and funny, take a listen to it. You guys submit your questions, we answer them, and somebody asked our favorite Halloween costumes. Back in the day, it was kind of a Lindsay Lohan Mean Girls moment. I showed up at a party where I knew that the boy I liked was going to be there. And I was like, oh, this is a great idea. What? Maybe that's why I was a loser in high school. I decided to be a grape.
Stop it.
And everybody else was a slut. And I was so confused why he wanted to walk with the grape or the sluts and not the grape. So my costume was a purple leotard, if anyone wants to not be slutty, and be a character from a Fruit of the Loom ad.
Were there other people with you?
Just me.
You were just the grape. There was wait, time out. That makes sense if there's like all the other characters in Fruit of the Loom, but it was just you. Oh, yeah. Angel. Okay.
Sure. What an outgoing girl. imagine what all the parents thought when I showed up because I had to sit in the back of the Volvo.
What an outgoing girl.
In the station wagon part of the Volvo because I didn't fit in the passenger seat. So my mom had to just, you know, squish me in the stationary part of
the
Volvo.
How did the balloons not pop?
Good point.
Aaron's outfit was a purple leotard and the balloons were the things simulating the grapes, which is very creative and adorable. And I love Paula's effort because I love a homemade costume. And there's a lot. I was every character from The Wizard of Oz. That's not really sexy either. I wasn't like slutty Dorothy. I was like dressed down to my ankles. And my dad made the ruby slippers. He went to Salvation Army and bought these slippers or these red shoes for me. And then he adhered, if you will.
Whoa.
We will.
I didn't hear.
You didn't hear. Do we have any audio on here?
You heard.
Technical issues. Erin and I spent an exorbitant amount on our Wi-Fi, and then we have to like hack into the neighbor's Wi-Fi. It's fine. Okay. So Halloween. People get really into Halloween. You're dressed up as the grape. I'm every character from The Wizard of Oz. But are you, okay. And I'm going to say, I don't care if I'm judged for this. I think we're far past the judgment portion of the program for this gal over here. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I turn off the lights and I just leave the basket out. I don't want the ringing. We got the dogs every time the doorbell rings. Now they're barking and it's like a whole thing. And I want to participate. I want to give you the candy. It's just, there's so many other things that are going on here. But one Halloween, I forgot to even get candy because I forgot it was Halloween.
Oh yeah, this story.
And I had teased this on our tease. Ooh, make sure you stay tuned for Carissa's Halloween story. I know everyone's glued to the podcast because of this thing. Jesus. But speaking of glue, I was also passing that out. I forgot it was Halloween. The doorbell rings. I open it and there's trick or treat. I'm like, fuck, right when these cute little kids
it's
are there. I'm
tonight?
Like, I'm like, oh my God. So it's the 31st? Oh my God. Jesus. This happens every year. Strange. So I'm like, oh, hi, kids. 1 second. Close the door. And I'm like, fuck, I have no candy. I run into the kitchen. I open the fridge. Well, anyone that knows me knows that I have no willpower. So I never have anything in my fridge because I'll eat it all. So there's like one string cheese, 4 Yoplait yogurts. It's usually the key lime because I don't like the key lime, but those ended up in the bunch. I pass out the fucking yogurt and string cheese. Okay.
Were they expired or good?
I want to be honest. I want to be honest here. I'm even honest about lying. Okay. Probably expired. I was like, we promote, and this is what I had to say. We promote healthy eating here. And I plopped in yogurt and string cheese. Boo. Don't go to that house on the corner. They're passing out yogurt. Yeah. So then I'm like, well, fuck. There's going to be more kids where that came from. So now I'm looking around the house. Do I have any gifts that I can give? Because like, does anyone else have this drawer in their house? I have a closet full of extra gifts. Because when I worked at Extra, it was always the free giveaway crap. And it's like the Bose speakers, this and all this other stuff, right? Where you have 10 of them already and you're like, this is my gift closet. Now, any of my close friends, if you receive headphones or a Beats pill or fucking a massager,
a wine opener,
you know that it was from Extra's
Super
giveaway.
Bowl 54 on it, yeah.
So I have this closet full of gifts in case of emergency. Well, it was an emergency. So I run up to the closet and I'm like, they're not going to want these t-shirts like this. So finally, I just had to turn off the lights and pretend that I didn't celebrate Halloween. So happy Halloween, everyone. Dress up like a slutty nurse or a grape and we can't wait to hear your stories. All right.
I think you'd be a fun house to do that to because I wouldn't want your yogurt or your cheese sticks, but you have so many, I'll say it, knickknacks, like candles and like coffee table books. Like, here you go. See, Jared is so, he's not mean about trick or treat, but you know, we don't have kids. So we like to go to our friend's house who are boozing and there's kids coming over. Jared one year sat there and all the kids that came, he made them say, what do you say? I'm like, just give them the candy. You're not their father. Shut up. And then they have to be like, trick or treat. Now say thank you. Like, Jared, it's enough. I'm getting bored listening to this. People are going to start skipping this house and it's not even ours. What do you say? I say you're a loser.
And with that, happy Halloween, everyone. Enjoy your strawberry Yoplait.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.